Very good. And now that time we all love so much, the hotline.
Yes.
This is where people call in with all kinds of great stuff, and we have just a wonderful back and forth with our listeners.
Reportage.
And occasionally we will trade a backhoe for a front end loader or
right.
something like that. But I'm going to give you a choice, as I got various hotlines here, and I don't know which one. I hate to make a decision for you. Hotline number one, Facebook. Facebook is going to trademark the word face. You may have read that.
Stupid.
And that struck me as, well, interesting. You know, like, so is the NFL going to trademark foot or ball? Sarah Palin, Mama Grizzly, can she trademark that? You know, I don't know. Chad Ochocinco, is he going to, you know, and so forth. So I was wondering, what other seemingly preposterous possibilities are there for trademarking words?
What do you know?
What do you know? I have a trademark on that, by
do
the way. Don't use it. Yes, I trademarked that, but no one uses it anyway, so it's okay. That's number one. Okay, I don't like that. Unique holiday traditions. Unique ways of celebrating the holiday, like Christmas coming up and stuff. Maybe the, like my daughter, well, in our case, we always have a Hanukkah bush. I go out in the yard and hack off some limbs or whatever's there, and she decorates it, and then she made gloves to put on the fireplace instead of socks. She was little when she thought of that, so that's okay. Not that either. You're thinking. How about Jake Gyllenhaal and Taylor Swift? Are they just perfect or what? No.
No.
How about the most overly decorated house for Christmas? Everyone's got one in their neighborhood. The guy who's up on the roof, you know, like for weeks.
Like now.
Installing lights. Yeah, probably right now with the ice dams. It's going to be a problem for him. You know, here's someone who has like the most decorated house in their neighborhood. That could be interesting or not. Finally, there's this one. You're going to like this one, I think. What is the going rate in masterpieces for electrical work? Like if you're putting in a box for a guy, you know, 220 or something like that, how many masterpieces is that worth? Is that worth a Matisse? Okay, what do you think then? We could skip this and just go out for a brewski at the pubski. Any preferences here? Facebook trademark?
Yeah, go with that.
Unique holiday traditions?
No.
No. Jake Gyllenhaal and Taylor Swift?
No.
I'm curious about that.
One or two.
Most overly decorated house for Christmas?
Yeah.
Whoa.
The response.
Okay. Going rate for masterpieces for electrical work? No, okay. Most overly decorated house for Christmas? All right, let's find out. Let's go across the country and around the world, Jim Packard.
Yes, indeed.
And how do we do that? If you have a house that's overly decorated for Christmas, I mean, elaborate, you've gone all out on this.
Let us know or rat on your neighbor at 1-800-942-5669.
All right, we're looking for, you know, things that move, not just light up, but move, I think is important, isn't it?
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
And maybe a dirigible or something hovering at all times.
The more elaborate, the better.
Because it becomes competitive, I think, after a while.
Oh, I mean, sure, you know, it does. Yeah,
because it's guys put a lot of work in that, and that's let's see. Alan in Cleveland may have an overly decorated house or a highly decorated house.
As what?
Alan, are you there?
Hello.
Alan.
Yes. Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good. Good. Do you have a highly decorated, overly decorated house that you put a lot of work into?
No, but I can rat on a neighbor.
Okay. Rat on your neighbor.
Yeah, it's maybe 15 miles away, and it's funny things that move on the front lawn. That's all I can tell you because...
That's not too descriptive.
No, I can't help you. My wife just gave me the idea, and I've not actually seen it myself. So,
is it in Cleveland Heights, or where is it?
It's in Westlake.
Westlake. Things that move on the lawn.
Yeah, undescript. Nondescript objects.
Are they sure they're holiday related? Maybe they're just things moving on his lawn.
We can't be sure.
Family members or something.
Or the excitement, I don't know.
Yeah, okay. Okay, Alan, it gets us off on the wrong foot, but that's fine. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye. We're looking for like highly decorated, over-decorated, you might say, houses there it is. Okay. Lynn is in South Carolina. Hi, Lynn.
Hey, good morning, Michael. How are you?
I'm good. Have you got one of those houses we're talking about?
Well, I don't, but I can I can rat out somebody down the road as well.
Okay, rat out your neighbor. Here's a new concept. I love this. Yes. Tell us.
There is a house, and you can actually see it from the interstate near here. And
that's a good start.
They've been doing this for years and years, and they actually allow you to ride through their yard, and the entire ride through their yard, I mean, there are swings. There's a little carousel.
Oh, wow.
Riding around, and they have teddy bears and dolls. And 1 year, somebody stole the teddy bears.
Oh, no.
Yeah, that was bad.
So it's all animated, moving electronics, and you can actually... What do you ride in their yard?
You ride in your car.
You can ride your car through their yard.
Yeah.
This is a
through
big yard.
Through their yard.
Yeah.
There's a little, you know, a scene with angels that sing. There's a train that goes around a huge old oak tree.
This is going to be hard to beat.
It really is. It's amazing.
Around the old oak tree, that thing?
Yeah.
Was that song playing?
They don't sing that song.
Yeah.
They sing, you know, the Hallelujah Chorus.
And it's just
amazing.
Does this guy have any neighbors left?
Not very close.
Yeah.
Not very close neighbors. And it's, you know, Merry Christmas and huge lights across the top of the house. Some of the stuff stays up all year.
I bet. Well, it's hard to take a lot of that down. A train's hard to take down every year.
Yeah.
And have you done the ride?
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah.
Yeah,
cool.
You have to. It's a local tradition, and they have a little mailbox there. You can stop and give them money because their power bill must be absolutely outrageous.
And where is it now? It's in Inman, South Carolina?
Yeah, it's in Inman, South Carolina.
Yeah.
You can see it from Interstate 26.
Okay.
Just off Foster Road.
Okay, worth the drive, sounds like.
It is.
Yeah.
Definitely. I mean, even for you, Michael, it might get you into, you know, the Hanukkah spirit.
Hanukkah spirit up there and burning candles on the roof.
Right.
Thanks, Lynn. Sounds cool.
Thank you. Have a good day.
Yeah, you too. Eric's on the line. That's going to be hard to beat, isn't it?
Hey.
Hi, Eric.
Hi. Okay, I got two. One is from East Peoria, Illinois.
Yeah.
This thing, the guy bought a Ferris wheel.
A Ferris wheel?
And he sets it up in his... in Peoria.
Yeah.
And he sets it up, and he lights it up like a Christmas wreath.
Uh-huh.
This thing's 60 feet high.
And whoa. And I thought no one could beat South Carolina.
It sits out there in his yard all Christmas, and then he dismantles it, takes it down, puts it somewhere. And
where do you put it when you have a Ferris wheel?
I don't know. Maybe he just leaves it on the yard. I don't know.
Yeah.
Like an old jalopy or something.
This guy doesn't have a wife, I'll tell you that, number one. Yeah. What a wife would allow that, Jim? I'm storing the Ferris wheel in the garage
where your
car used to be.
And so number two was...
East Peoria, that's terrific.
Yeah, I lived in Astoria, Queens, and this is an old Greek neighborhood, and they do it up. Mm-hmm. And I had a Jewish... buddy and Peter and mm-hmm. I took him out there just for to tour and would drive up one block and down the other.
Yeah.
And
his name is Peter. He's half Jewish. I got news for you.
Peter, I can't remember. Peter Siegel.
Yeah, Peter Siegel.
And he goes, he's just in awe up and down these streets. And it's really hard to describe, but the whole place is lit up. Everybody's house tries to outdo the next.
Yeah.
And he screams out, "This is like the Neverland of Christianity." And that phrase just always stuck with me.
That Peter Siegel.
Awesome.
He's always got something to say, though.
Not that Peter Siegel.
Yeah. And so that's in Astoria, Queens, you're saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, so that neighborhood is pretty intense.
Oh, yeah.
Hard to pick a winner in that one?
Oh, yeah, you can. There are some guys who just go completely berserk, but the amazing thing about it is that everybody is in on the game.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot... You got the little baby Jesus in stone and Mary out in front, like embedded in the yard all year.
Yeah.
Every house.
Got to.
And then they just light them up at Christmas and put a little sheep out there.
Yeah, so. Yeah, yeah. A lot of roof work?
Oh, huge. Like, Santa. And not necessarily nativity stuff on the roof. These are like just big snowmen, as high as the house, blown up in front, lit up inside.
Yeah.
Santa's on the chimney, like attached to the chimney,
yeah,
going down.
Yeah, got to have that.
Yeah.
Sounds good. Thanks for that.
Oh, sure. Thanks.
That's a good one. Thanks, Eric. He's in San Diego there. But he's been around, obviously. Well, it sounds pretty good there, Queens. But the East Peoria, that's going to be hard to beat, having a Ferris wheel, a holiday Ferris wheel. But maybe Tim can beat that. Hey, Tim, you there?
Yes. Good afternoon, Michael. It's good to speak with you again.
Hi, Tim. In Winchester, Virginia.
Yes, right now.
Yeah. What do you got for us, Tim?
Well, actually, I thought you were looking for, like, Christmas traditions. I wanted to tell you about a Christmas tradition.
Okay, we'll throw that in there. Yeah.
Well, when I was a kid,
yeah,
my parents would not decorate the house at all.
Yeah.
We didn't see a Christmas tree, no lights, no anything.
Yeah.
And when I wake up in the morning, come downstairs, the whole house was Christmas. The tree was there, the lights were there, everything was Christmas. So
overnight, something radical happened in your house.
Exactly.
That's pretty
exactly.
cool.
Exactly. It was amazing. So my wife and I decided we would try that with yeah. our children.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, well...
Did it work?
We did it 1 year. Because there was no way. By the time the kids went to bed at like 10, 11 o'clock,
yeah.
and we had to bring the tree in from the garage, light everything, and get the gifts, and oh my God. We got to bed about 5 o'clock in the morning. And then the kids wake up at 6 o'clock
yeah.
and want to wake us up. So, yeah, we did it once.
Yeah, yeah.
After that, no more.
Yeah. Well, but I bet that was...
But it is magical for a kid, I'm telling you. When
yeah,
you walk
yeah.
downstairs and, wow.
Well, that's very cute. That's very cute. Yeah. But now you do it like a couple weeks before, maybe, huh?
Oh, we start at, like, Halloween. There's no way.
Yeah, because you need your sleep at this age.
Especially at my age.
Yeah, mine too. Thanks, Tim. That's very nice.
Thank you.
Appreciate
Bye-bye.
It. Bye. Fred's in Berryville, Arkansas.
Hey,
Fred.
Hi, Michael.
Good. How's yourself?
Oh, great. You know, the guy on the corner of Haley Road and College in Berryville. Berryville's a small town, about 5,000 people.
Yeah.
County seat of Carroll County. Huh. In the Ozarks. Well, this guy on the corner of Haley and College is into inflatables.
What sort?
So today...
Indoor or outdoor?
They're all outdoor.
Oh. Okay.
And he changes the inflatables. He's real attentive to it, you know. It's like it goes up way before the holidays, a couple days after the holidays to come down. I mean, because he celebrates every holiday with inflatables.
Of course.
Okay,
there's an inflatable for every holiday, I think.
Right. So I'm looking at, he's actually got design this time. He's got two of the same Christmas trees. There's 13 total today. Two of the same Christmas trees with presents underneath.
Yeah.
There's a Santa on a motorcycle because a lot of people ride motorcycles around here. The terrain is real, you know, wiggly up and down, side to side.
There's an inflatable Santa on a motorcycle?
Yeah, you got it. And then there's a NASCAR number 25. Somebody knows about that.
NASCAR inflatable.
There's an alien. Then there's one there's a snow globe that's, you know, got a scene of Santa inside an inflatable snow globe. And, you know, the particles are white, snow-like particles blowing around in there. There's the Snoopies. There's the reindeer. It goes on and on. This guy is great. He does it every holiday season that's going on.
Yeah, so it's like the Gimbals parade, but tethered, right? It's all on the ground.
Oh, it's all on the ground because
yeah.
it will be the breeze today, you know, and he's got them tethered down. I mean, it's a science, and each holiday, you don't see the same one. So he's invested.
Amazing.
In it.
Amazing.
Yeah, it's amazing.
Real
cool.
Where do you get these? Do they make them down, or who makes all these?
You know, the internet's a great place.
Yeah, it is. Wonderful. Yeah, for most things. Yeah.
I'm assuming that, you know, he's got to be out there. And, you know, and once you're into a genre, you know, you can figure out who's got what.
NASCAR number 25, did you say?
Yeah, somebody figure that one out.
Yeah, okay. I have to check that driver out and see that.
Yeah, thanks,
yeah.
Michael.
Thanks, Fred. Very cool.
All right.
Okay, we got time, I think, for one more here from Erie, Pennsylvania. Therese has been waiting. And Therese, you got a lot to beat here now. There's some amazing things going around in the country, inflatables and Ferris wheels.
I can't beat some of the physicalities of they've been describing,
yeah.
but... I have a guy across the street who's a real big Harley guy, and contrary to what most people might think, his lawn is meticulously groomed. It looks like a golf course in the summer, and,
uh-huh.
you know, he's got one of those mowers that sucks up the grass. And
cool.
It's beautiful.
Yeah.
And, you know, you think of Harley people, stereotypical.
No,
lawn,
I would,
you know,
I would never do that.
He's very, very, very well
immaculate lawn, yes.
Yes, so in the winter... He's got every inch of the house that you can't put your hand on any square inch of the house that isn't lit up. He's got six life-size Harleys with six life-size inflatable Santas on them.
Well, that beats Arkansas then.
But then he also has a manger scene. So, you know, he's got the both sides of it going on. And
they don't have inflatable manger scenes, do they?
No, he's got a real, just a tastefully done, almost life-size manger scene with the baby Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
And then he's got three flagpoles in the back that are probably, you know, 100 feet tall. And they got lights going all the way up them. And then he's got a reindeer thing going on. And then he's got the poles, you know, with the swirly, like a barber pole kind of thing, all the way down his driveway. And he's got half loops, like life-size hula hoops that are all lit up going down the driveway. And I haven't actually gone out there this year. I'm sure he's added something new to it. But, well, we're sitting in our Lazy Boys in the evening watching TV. You can see lights pulling in our driveway, turning around, going to get a double take of this guy's house.
Yeah. So how close is he to you?
He's right across the street.
Oh, right across the street.
Directly across the street.
So you don't need lights in your house anymore.
No. Just if we're giving anybody directions, just look for the lit-up Christmas tree house, you know, the life-size display, and we live across the street from there. But the kicker is, his wife is a Jehovah's Witness.
Oh. So, how does that work?
I don't know. It's probably a real source of friction in the household. I really don't know.
Yeah.
But he's a huge NASCAR fan. I'm surprised he doesn't have any NASCAR stuff out there.
Yeah.
Because his whole basement is tastefully done with shelves with all the NASCAR models you can see. And
well, you should tell him about this guy in Berryville, Arkansas,
yeah,
who's got the NASCAR
competition. They'll have to get on the web and check each other's sites out. But
NASCAR number 25.
He's such a NASCAR fan. I mean, he's got parts of the real cars hanging on his wall, Earnhardt, whatever. But you go in the bathroom and he's got a mirror set up so that when the guys are taking a leak, they can still see the race in the other room. Strategic.
You've researched this, Therese.
Well, we went over to a party once that he was showing us, you know, all
of
his.
And that's in Erie, Pennsylvania.
Erie, Pennsylvania,
yeah. Thank you, dear. Sounds great.
Take care.
Thank you. Thank you all. Oh, well, that was pretty good.